Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great news of Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus will change your life. And you will not be the same anymore. There's power in the name of Jesus to deliver you from the trap of the enemy. Put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. Make your life brand new here on this earth. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed us, Velvet, and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring the power of God to those that's behind prison bars. We have some Holy Ghost services in the jails and prisons that we visit. We know during this time, 2020, this is July, praise God, the coronavirus has struck our country, the United States, and the jails and prisons are closed. But we're here on radio to still spread the gospel. And we'll be preaching the gospel until we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to spread the word of God some more. Praise the Lord. But until then, we're still on radio preaching the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus will change your life. This month, we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost into the Lord giving us victory, power over our enemy, which is the devil. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the start of this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Jesus come to give us victory over the devil. It's time for church people to have victory over our enemy, which is the devil. The devil is a red dragon, an evil spirit that was thrown out of heaven. Praise God. He's an enemy to man. He's the reason why we have sin and confusion, violence here on this earth. Satan is behind it. Praise God. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He whipped the devil at Calvary. Praise God. And I'm going to talk about that this month. How that Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. Praise God. He fixed it so that we can be free. I said free from the bondage of sin. We live in an age so many Christians feel like they got to sin and be a slave to the devil. But I got news to let you know. Jesus come to set you completely free from the bondage of the devil. Praise God. You don't have to be a slave to sin anymore, because Jesus paid the debt at Calvary's cross. And we're going to talk about victory in Jesus. Praise God. Jesus come to give us victory over the devil and place that devil where it belongs, that is under your feet. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. The devil has no right on your back, on your leg, giving you a arthritis in your joints. A backache, amen, cause your leg to hurt. But any place the devil needs to be, that is under your feet. Praise God. Amen. Because Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary. And I love to preach that. And I'm going to preach it here on radio. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So, Velvet, let's get ready to go into the Word of God. 2 Corinthians. We're going to make a start. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Let's see what Paul said here. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Praise the Lord.
He said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your honor, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Now, Paul was encouraging the church at Corinth, and he's wont to encourage those of us here to let you know, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ that giveth us the victory. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to give us victory. Victory over our enemy, which is the devil. Now, I know Paul was talking about the new life of the new coming of the new body. The old put on the new, incorruptible, come on the corruptible. Praise God. But I've got news to let you know. Jesus come to get you ready, to clean you up, to wash you in the blood, to sanctify you holy, to fix it so you can live right, to do right, so you'll be ready for that change to take place. Praise God. Because Jesus is coming back for a people that without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing, but one that is holy. When you're holy, then when he come, you'll be ready to put on incorruptible. Amen. You'll be ready to change from mortal to immortality. Amen. And death be swallowed up in victory, because you got eternal life in your soul. And Jesus come to give you life on the inside. When you get that life in you, you got power over the devil, power over sin. Praise God. You can live your life all day long, Monday through Friday, 24 hours every day, Sunday and Saturday, 24 hours every day, living for Jesus, serving the Lord, living a life free from sin, because Jesus gave you victory. Praise God. Victory over the devil. Amen. Took that sinful nature out of you. Praise God. Placed in you a brand new nature through the power of his blood that I preached some weeks ago here on the broadcast. Jesus will put that new nature in our heart. Cause us to be born again. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the new birth. When Jesus breathed a life in your soul. That's the reason why I tell people, after you pray and repent. So many preachers preach repentance. I preach repentance. But I don't just stop at repentance like so many preachers do. They stop at repentance. Like repentance is all it is. And then you get the Holy Ghost. Some of them does. Amen. But I got news to let you know. After you repent of your sins, you got to get back to the altar. Get on your knees. Don't get up, but stay on your knees. Pray. Ask the Lord. After you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, ask the Lord to sanctify you. That's what preachers don't preach. I want to know why. That's the reason why you got so many hypocrites in the church. You got hypocrites in the pulpit. Folk can't live right. Folk can't do right. Praise God. Feel like they're in the flesh. Amen. That they sin sometime. Praise God. Because they never got that sinful nature pulled out of them. Some people think they can repent and get it out. But repentance can't get that sinful nature out. We had a pastor that preached, amen, in our church. And she preached it, amen. Jesus come to do the part we can't do. To take that sinful nature out of you. Praise God. And he does it through the blood. Amen. When he breathe a life in your soul and sanctify you holy. Amen. He will write your name on heaven's roll. And the devil knows it. And the devil don't want people to get sanctified. That's why he fight hard. Don't want preacher to preach it. So folk can still stay in bondage and pretend they got a Holy Ghost. Amen. You can't put new wine in an old bottle like I preached weeks ago. Amen. But you got the bottle got to be clean. Amen. You got to be pure. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus come to make you pure. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Praise God. Let's get ready for the power of prayer of faith. Amen. As we open the message up. Victory in Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look upon the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Wash them and make them clean. Make them pure on the inside. Put your joy in there. Put your peace and love in there. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Perform miracles of healing. Lord, protect your people from that coronavirus that's out there. Lord, protect the saints of God. Lord, let the sons repent and turn from sin before sin get rid of them. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, sons and victory is mine. Peace is mine. Love and happiness and joy is mine. Because I told Satan, get deep behind, because victory is mine. Hallelujah. You believe that words and that prayer that Ella Holmes that's praying that spoke to us. You got your victory, hallelujah, and you're going to hold on to it, and you're not going to let it go. You're going to praise and thank the Lord for what he has done and what he's going to do. Those behind prison bars, we praise God for you, and the whole tonight, we really love you. As I often say, God loves you even more, and he has a plan for you to have hope and you to prosper, and so don't give up and don't get discouraged, because he is there right beside you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. You want to continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. You also can call for prayer and counseling, because the Lord will supply your every need. And that's remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the Lord your ministry to be able to go back in the jails and the prisons when we get the green light. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're waiting on the green light so we can go back in there and do what God called us to do. Praise God. And also, to those of you in the free world, amen, our website is only back up running for you to click on in and be blessed. It's a brand new website, brand new, so I want you to click on in there and be blessed. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, if we have not visited your facility, write us, praise God. And especially during the coronavirus, you can write our ministry. Please write us, praise God. Because, amen, and we can be able to receive your letters. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, said Velvet saying that,
if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Check Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.